So when we're dealing with our general day-to-day avodat Hashem, so the question comes, what's the ideal? What should I be feeling? What should be as my ideal as an Eved Hashem? Many of us think that our ideal Eved Hashem is when you're feeling very connected to God, when you're on fire. What we would call dveikus vatem hadveikim b'Hashem chayim kolchem hayom. There's a famous footnote by Rav Soloveitchik in Halachic Mem that talks about that's actually maybe not the ideal. That we're real people, and there's a certain struggle that happens that really what he would call a religious man is not someone who is always on fire. As much as our religion is a fiery religion, man is a person who struggles, and the question comes to the nature of that struggle. And this the Rambam here asks in the sixth parak of Shmona Prakim, what's the ideal? What's the ideal for us? Is the ideal the chassid me'uleh? Is the ideal, as you have in front of you, the guy who's naturally moral, and he has absolutely no inclinations whatsoever to do any bad? Or is the person who's koveshet yitzro? Is that the person? He has a yitzhar telling him to do bad things. He has urges. But he's Moshe ben Afsho. Which one's better? Says the Rambam in the sixth parak. Everyone with me. Amra philosophy. Sha Moshe ben Afsho. Afa pi shoseh ha-ma'asim ha-tovim va-chashuvim. Even though he does the actions. Hu oseh otam v'mitaveh. That is his built-in side of himself. He's desiring to do the good. Kuf Tzadik Aleph. He's mitavel ha-pe'ulot ha-ra'ot v'nichsaf aliyem v'chipashet yitzro. Okay? The person who's Moshe ben Afsho, even though on the bottom line he does the good actions, but what? What does he have a desire for? He has a desire for the bad actions. But despite that, he's yichpashet yitzro. V'yachlok olav b'pulotav. Amash yiru'a ilav kochotav. V'tavato t'chuna nafsho. V'yaseh tovot. The Moshe b'yitzro is what? He's got a strong desire to do what? He's got a strong desire to do the bad actions. But his yetzer, he's able to what? He's able to overcome it. V'umitzta'er basiyatam v'nizok. What does the Rambam say? It's a battle royal. It's a real milchama. But he's able to overcome them. Aval chasid shu shenimshach b'pulato. Right? Many of us think, we come to Israel, it's all going to be one big golden road. It's all easy. Chassid who shenimshach b'pulato, achar ma shetireu tavato tchunato. In stark contrast, the Moshe b'Yitzro is the guy who's got his action saying, look, go do that bad action, but you have to overcome it. The chassid, naturally his actions are telling him to do the right things. V'yaseh tovot v'mitavev nechsaf aliyem. That's what he wants. So which one's better? Says the philosophim. V'askama min ha-philosophim. Which one do you think he's going to say is better? The chassid is yoter chashuv, yoter shalim min ha-Moshe ben Afsho. Meaning, this is what we've grown up with, art scroll stories. This is this week's parsha, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, already from birth, will not have anything but Chalav Yisrael milk. Right? This is literally the Chalav Yisrael story right here, from the beginning. So that must be the ideal, says the philosophers. Yoter chashuv, yoter shalim min ha-Moshe ben Afsho. Aval amru, sha-Moshe ben Afsho, kechasir binyanim rabim. Right? Because what happens? We know that a person who overcomes his yetzer is a chasid in many things. Umpat umalatola mata mimenu behechrech. But the philosophers say that you gotta say that their level is less. Because once you have that urge to do bad things, it must be that you're on a lower level. Even though in the end he doesn't do it, but since he has this chukal ra, that's a tchunat ra banafish. Ukvar amar Shlomo HaMelech Alav HaShalom kiyotzi beze nefesh rasha, the person who's a rasha is nefesh ivtara, he desires ra. Fa'amar b'simchat ha'chasi b'maaseh ha'tov feeds ta'er, the person who's moshel b'nafsho mi she'ino tzadik ba'asiyatam ze ha'mamar simcha la'tzadik asot mishpat u'mechita l'po'alei avin. This is zeu medivrei ha'niviyut na'ut. This is how the philosophers understand it. The Mashiach Zachruah philosophim, they read this pasuk in Mishlei, that Nefesh Rasha Iftara, to prove their point. That if you have these evil urges to do the, we're going to talk about what the things are. Is there a difference, as we're going to talk about, I have an urge to kill somebody, versus I have an urge to have some lobster. Do I have an urge to go to Burger King and have a Mac? You have that in England? Burger King? They have that in English, right? To be able to have those things, is that the same level, Mr. Harrison, the same level of what? Of Rish'ut. Kasher Chakarnu. Come on, Tyler. Kasher Chakarnu. This has got Kuf Tzarek Bech. Kasher Chakarnu. Divrei Chachamim B'Zeanya. When we look at what our Chazal tell us, Nimtza Lahem, what are they going to say? No. Shamitavel Avirot. A person who desires for Avirot. V'nichsaf Alehem. And he desires for those Avirot. Hu Yoter Chashuv Yoter Shalem. The person who has those desires. Me'asher lo yitavel Alehem v'lo yitzdayer banachatan. Who's the greater? The person who has the desires. And what? He's able to overcome them. Ad she'amru. Chazal tell us, Shekol Asher Yiyah Hadam Yoter Chashuv V'Yoter Shalem, the greater he is, Tiyet Shukato La'avirot V'Yitztaro Nachatan Yoter Gadol. What did Chazal tell us? That when he has these desires and he's able not to succumb to them, he's able to overcome them, that is the greater level according to Chazal. We will pause for a second. And that's what Chazal say in the Gemara in Sukkah, Kuf Tzadik Bet now. Kol ha-gadol mi-chaviro, yitzro gadol mi-menu. The greater you are, the greater the Yitzhar is. When they talk about the Chafetz Chaim, writing the Lashon Hara, we always think, what do we think? He had no Yitzhar for Lashon Hara. It's hafuch. He had such a great Yitzhara, and what did he have to do? He worked hard for it, to be able to overcome it. Everyone with me? Kuf Tzadik Bet? You psyched, Mr. Harrison? Psyched? It's good stuff. Psyched. V'lodayim zeh, ad shamru, until they said, Sheschar ha-moshel b'nafsho gadol, v'fi rov tzaro b'moshel b'nafsho. The next level, they said, is not only is your Yitzhara greater, but you get greater reward. What do we say? Benjamin Franklin, no pain, no gain. Chazal say, Lefum Tzara Agra. Va'amru. And they say, Lefum Tzara Agra. It's interesting, Rav Soloveitchik points out that Lefum Tzara Agra is a special din in Talmud Torah. It's an Amelus, Perakim of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Okay? This seems to be this Rambam in the Shemona Prakim doesn't seem to stand very well. It's a nice chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik, but here he says it's definitely not limited. His chiddush was that it was limited when we learned the first sugya of Osik b'mitzvah, Potman and mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik had said, if you remember, the halicha, the amelus, is part of the mitzvah. He wanted to say that was the sheet of the Rambam also, because he put the Fum Tzaragra in Perek Gimel. But according to this Rambam, Perek of the Hakdama here, he's clearly saying that it's not something that's limited to Talmud Torah. It's something as a, what we would call a gestalt, a persona of an Eved Hashem. It's not someone who's just in the clouds and just being totally holy, but it's Davka, someone who's struggling. Lufum Sara Agra. Vyoter Mizeh, says the Rambam. This is fundamental. You need to know this stuff. Vyoter Mizeh. Shehem Tzivu. They commanded. Liyota Adam Mitavela Averot. You have to have a taiva for Averos. Nowadays, I'll say it very gently. When someone says to me that they're having issues with young ladies, that they have certain, they're attracted, I'll say, good, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, you're attracted. Holy women, Baruch Hashem. Good stuff. You have to know how to control yourself. But Baruch Hashem, Ha'adam mitaveh la'averot, v'izhiru milomar, they said to you, Shani b'tivi lo etaveh lezot ha'avira, that they said, don't say that, oh, in my nature, I don't have any desires for the avira. This is what they said. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. The Medrash says, okay, some people say it's Elazar ben Azariah. Omer, lo yomar adam. A person should not say, efshi lecho basa b'chalav. A person shouldn't say, I don't want basa b'chalav. Shouldn't say that. Efshi lilbo shatnes. I don't want to wear shatnes. But Efshibab, I do have that desire. Even Lavo al Hayerva. Ella what? Efshibab. I want it. I want that succulent cheeseburger. But what? Maese. You have to say Efshibab al Maese. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinem Shabbat Shemayim Kazar Allah. You have to realize that what? You're human, but you have to overcome it. Now, what's interesting is how this works with the article by Rav Dessler, who talks about the Nikudata Bechira. When I talk about the food and I talk about dessert, there was an alumnus on Friday night who said, I have no desire whatsoever for dessert, no Yetzahar. That resembles the Nikudata Bechira, which is that you start at a different place. Meaning, you might have, but at the same time, what do you have? You have Yetzahar, but a person in Meir Sharon might have a different Yetzahara than a person who grew up in Chicago. It could be very different. Next. Well, if you move on, Mipshute Shnei Mamarim, we're on the bottom of Kuf Tzadik Bet. Okay? What do we have to do? At first glance, what the philosopher said and what Chazal are saying, the Soter, Tchilat HaMachshava, Him Sotrim, Zedzeh, they each one have, seems to be as a contradiction. Says the Rambam in a very lumdish sense, Eilu veilu divrei Elokim chayim. It's not a stira. Ein hainyan kim, aval shneim emet, ve'ein machloket beineim klal. But rather they are mashlim. They complete each other. There's a movie like that. You complete me! Right? Don't worry about it. Now, v'hu, explains the Rambam in Perek Shishi here. V'husha ra'ot asher hein itzel ha-filosofim ra'ot asher amru, those bad things which the philosopher said shemisha lo yitva'ave aliyen yoter chashuv min ha-mitave aliyen v'yichbosh et yitzro mehem hein ha'im inyanim ha-mifursamim itzel kol b'nei adam shehim ra'ot, that which the philosopher said, Mr. Lent, that it's better never to have any desires at all, that's going to be what? Those are going to be the things, what's the category it's going to be called? It's a category that the Rambam, that good. The Rambam and Rav Saji go and talk about mitzvot sichliot. This is what we would call what? Oh, that's going to be the Svei Dinim in Erva also. We'll see about that also. Okay? Heim ha'inyanim ha'mefur samim yitzah kubanei adam sheim ra'ot. Like shvichut damim, killing somebody, gneiva, stealing, gzeila, stealing, ona, stealing, all different types. Good.
Ula hazik l'misha lo haralo, to give somebody a sucker punch, even though they didn't do anything to you. Ligmora l'metivlo. This is very interesting, right? To what? Guy did something good to you. You shouldn't be looking to.
Thank you.
To deck him. Livzot aveim. Also, that's natural. Your parents do good things to you, and therefore what? Therefore, you shouldn't be mevazeh them. Vehein amitzvot shamru alein chachamim zichronon levracha. This is what Chazal tell us of et mishpatai taasu. She ilu lo nichtavu ruyot hein likatev. Right? That even if they weren't written, they would be worthy of written. Meaning, you know them even without them being written. Vikru otan kitzat mechachaminu achronim asher chalu chalia mitabrim mitzvot hasichliot. As we just said. Okay? He's quoting Rav Sajigon. Okay? Mitzvot hasichliot vein safik shanefesh. We turn the page to Kuf Tzadik Dalet. We're almost there. The ain safik shanefesh, asher tichsof ledavar mehem v'tishtoktek alav. Any safik, there's no safik that if a person desires to murder, don't matter if you go to if you went to the Skokie Yeshiva, if you went to Hazmot MTA, any person who has a desire to murder, it's chaser. Everybody will agree. Everybody will agree. She chasera, shanefesh achashuva. The elevated and redeemed nefesh, lo titavel echad meilu arod klal. They don't have this desire. For lo titzayer b'milamehem, and you will not be pained that you cannot kill somebody. Avla dvarim shamru aleihem chachamim, shakovish et yitzro mehem, hu yoter chashuv gmul yoter to gadol. Mr. Khan, what is it? That which the chachamim said it's greater to be Moshe b'yitzro. What is that referring to? That's the mitzvot or Torah. No, shimiot. There's Torah. There's mitzvot sichliot, and there's the mitzvot or torot shmiot, which is what? Those are the things that you would only know because of what? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh. V'zeh emet. She'el moli ha-Torah. If it wasn't for the Torah, Mr. Siegel, lo ayu ra'ot kla. It wouldn't be bad. Mipnei zeh. Okay, mipnei zeh. Amru shetzarich adam shaniach nafsho aver otan, v'lo yelo monei men rak haTorah. And therefore, what? Sarich adam shaniach nafsho ohevet otan, v'lo yelo monei men rak haTorah. It's not what. The Chazal are not telling us. Uvechan chokhmatam aleim al shalom umashim shilu shehim lomru. He says, let me prove to you what I'm right, that these are elu veelu divrei Elokim Chaim. That when it comes to mitzvot, sichliot, then everybody will agree that what? That those are the things that you shouldn't desire for what? You should desire to kill. Versus the mitzvot shmiyot is what? That the reason I'm doing the mitzvot shmiyot is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do it. Why am I not wearing shanis? It's not because I have this fantasy of dealing with cotton and semer. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said I don't wear shanis.
In an immorality to not wear.
What'd you say?
In an immorality not to wear.
Correct. Exactly. Ubechan chokhmatam is the lent aleihem ha-shalom. They didn't say EFSHI. Right? Look at the example that the Sifra says. The example that the Sifra says, Mr. Siegel, is it doesn't say a person shouldn't say, I want to kill somebody. Right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I can't. Or, I want to steal, but EFSHI LIGNO. EFSHI LECHAZIV. But rather, what did they say? EFSHI. I want to what? Kulam. What do they bring? They brought down Basa B'chalov, Levisha Shatnis, Arayos, Ve'ilu Hamitzos, Achayotzi Bahen. right? Veilu mitzvah chiyot ben hein asher karon Hashem yisparach chukot. This is the chukot. So meaning, what am I supposed to say? Efshiba, efshiba. Those are the things that I would want. You could say I want not to kill, but I want to eat the cheeseburger. Those type of things, right? But I can't because I Kadosh Baruch Hu gazar alai. I'm a rabbatein at the end of page Kuf Tzadik Dalit. Zichron levracha, chukim shechakakti lecha, in lecha reshut la'arer b'hem. V'ovdei kochavim meshivin lehem. V'asatan mekatreg b'hem. Turn the page to Kuf Tzadik Hei. Where'd it go? Kigon, paraduma v'sir mishtaleach. V'asher karun atan achronim sichliot yikru mitzvot, kifi she'emar chachamim. Hinei yitbar lecha, מכל מה שאמרנו, איזה מן האווירות יהיה מי שלא ישתקק עליהם יותר חשוב, אם ישתקק עליהם וחובש יתרו מהם, ואיזה מן עניין יותר בהפך. זה חידוש נפלא בעמי, his חידוש is that these two מאמרים are together. What Mr. Khan said is that there are probably two dinim of Gilui Arayos. There are certain things that are, there might be a difference between a cousin or something like that, different types of Gilui Arayos, of Shnios versus Rishonos, that's a type of a level where a person shouldn't say, I want to have relations with my mother, Khalil, right? But Efshiba, Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu Gazar Alai, because that's mitzvah sichliot, versus maybe a certain Shni Olarayos, that in itself would be, I really do want to hug my girlfriend, whatever it is, right? You know, that type of idea, but Kadosh Baruch Hu Gazar Alai. Ad Kan, very important parak of Jewish philosophy for now. Everybody,